God's good news in colors. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 315, titled God's Good News in Colors, if you will. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. The color gold reminds many people of heaven, because up there in heaven, the streets are paved with gold. It also makes us think about God, who lives in heaven. The Bible teaches us that God made everything, including you and me. And the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I have a question for you. What does God see when he looks at you? Does he see somebody who makes him happy? Is he pleased with you and your life? The Bible says in Psalm 53, verse 2, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Because God can see everything we do, he knows us very well. The Bible says that when God looks at us, he sees that everyone has done bad and evil things. The color ashen gray the color a dark ashen gray reminds us of these bad things, these evil things in our lives, which God calls sin. Because God is holy, our sin must be judged and paid for. The Bible says in Psalm 53:3, every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. God loves us so much that he sent Jesus Christ, his only Son, to pay for our sin. Now, the color red reminds us of when Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died on the cross for you and me. Jesus then rose from the dead, proving that he has won the battle over sin and death. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now the color white makes us think of things that have been clean and things that are pure. Now the color white makes us think of things that have been cleaned and things that are pure. The Bible says that we can be clean in God's sight by admitting that we are sinful, turning to God and putting our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we do that, He makes us ready for heaven and gives us a brand new life to live for Him. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And then notice with me, living things grow. If you are alive unto God, you will grow. That's what the color green reminds us of. God wants us to grow in our new life. One very important way we grow is by reading the Bible, the Word of God. Another is by speaking with God in prayer. God also wants us to grow by helping each other and gathering with other Christians. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." God's good news is that He loves you and wants you to be with Him forever. Please remember the message of each color. Gold reminds us of God who lives in heaven. Dark ashen gray speaks of how our hearts are dark with sin. Red tells us about Jesus Christ, who shed His blood on the cross for our sins. He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our sins to set us free. White shows the purity of new life in Christ. Green is all about growing as a new Christian and believer in Christ. Beloved, when God looks at your heart, does He see the darkness of sin, or does He see that you have been washed clean through Jesus Christ? If you would like to have your sins forgiven, now is the time to return. Now is the time to turn your heart to God and put your trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are willing to trust Christ as Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in Your sight. I have broken Your Ten Commandments by lying, by stealing, by lusting after other people and other things, by taking Your holy name in vain. By dishonoring and disobeying my parents and many other sins, I understand that I deserve to go to hell. But Holy Father God, please have mercy and grace upon me for Jesus Christ's sake, and please forgive me of all of my sins. as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul as I receive you by faith and change my life and help me to repent of my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you have decided to follow Jesus Christ, if you have decided to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at GLS, that is GLS, which stands for Gospel Light Society, at gospellightsociety.com, and let us know, or you can email me directly, dw3@gospellightsociety.com. So, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior and to grow in the faith, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The door is Jesus Christ. The track this podcast is based on today is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.